All topics and securities mentioned on Straight Talk from the House are for informational purposes only and should not be used as investment advice. T. Anton Investment House does not offer tax or legal advice. Investments or investment strategies covered are not a recommendation or solicitation to buy or sell. The security's past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.
This is Straight Talk from the House with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here, 1310 WIBA. Of course, Tracy comes to us from T. Anton Investment House, a fee only fiduciary with offices right in Middleton. The website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Office telephone number 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Tracy, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How about you?
I'm doing really well. And we're going to be talking about commercial real estate and new 529 to Roth IRA. So let's kind of start off with that first part, which is, what is currently happening when it comes to investing in commercial real estate?
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up because I've had a couple of clients who have asked me, you know, they understand that the office sector has really been hit, obviously, with more and more people working from home. And they're wondering, just like in 2008, 2009, you know, is the real estate market going to bring down the stock market? So I think it's a valid question. And so I thought, I'm going to dive into what are the experts saying at the mutual fund companies. What do they think about the commercial real estate market? So I had a conversation this week with a gentleman from American Funds who's my connector there. He's our wholesaler, and they actually have a piece that I can freely share with the public about what they're seeing in the sector. So that's why I wanted to kind of touch base with it, because it is a real concern, right? When we see all these office areas, you know, going up, and, you know, there's some people going back to the office, but there's a lot of space that they're having tried to figure out what to do with, right? And then there's loans behind that, right? So it's the commercial debt that they're talking about, the commercial mortgage-backed securities, which are called CMBS market. And so that's what we're talking about today.
So let's, as we kind of dig through this stuff this week, Tracy, I know inside of sectors, there's subsectors and there's different this. Are there subsectors in this that are being hit harder with this kind of labor shifting and these changes in the modern workforce?
Yeah, I mean, when you see the subsectors like office properties, you know, that's the main source of anxiety, I think, here for the commercial real estate investors, is continuing to face that substantial challenges since people, like I mentioned, they are physically not going back into the office. And in fact, before COVID, you had law offices and also finance offices that were wanting to be more flexible. So there was already the shift to being more flexible and less office space that was needed. So, you know, this negative outlook for office properties has really driven spreads in the commercial mortgage-backed securities market, notably higher. But the thing is that the commercial real estate debt is broader than just office properties. So office space is estimated to be less than 20% of the $5.6 trillion in outstanding commercial real estate debt. So again, let's just kind of back up. When I talk about commercial mortgage-backed securities
yes.
market, you know, what we're talking about is really non-agency space. It's not the issued or guaranteed U.S. government-sponsored agency debt. This is the other debt, which currently stands at about $724 billion.
Ooh.
And it's obviously being affected by much commercial mortgage-backed security market. You know, it's been stressed because of the economy, because of COVID and all these things. And over the last 3 years, there's been a change really in consumer and worker habits, which have led to fundamental shifts in how investors perceive the commercial real estate market. So there's risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also opportunity. So that's what I want to bring out today. And, you know, what they're saying, and I don't think that they're, because it's only 20%,
mm-hmm.
That the office space is only 20% of the $5.6 trillion of outstanding commercial debt,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's likely not going to bring down the whole commercial real estate market.
Okay. All right. Very, very interesting stuff this week. And as always, it's great talking with Tracy. And Tracy would love to talk with you. She'd love to get to know you. If you're looking for money management or portfolio management, all you got to do is head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. From there, there's a little widget that pops up. That's your opportunity to set a time and a date for a meeting with Tracy and her team at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, just head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com or pick a phone, give them a call right in the office, 608 501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. So when we look at this stuff, Tracy, let's talk about possible opportunities we can be looking at in commercial real estate.
Yeah, so again, the American Funds put out this flyer and talked about some attractive opportunities in commercial real estate for investors, you know, who would like to be, you know, risk aware, but take a little bit of risk. So one area that seems to be doing quite well is multifamily housing subsector. And that has been more resilient during the shift. And obviously, you know, because it's higher, it's harder to get a mortgage with higher interest rates. You do see people renting, and the renting space is, you know, limited, and it's getting more expensive. So the multifamily is estimated to be about 38% of the commercial real estate debt outstanding. So again, there's opportunity in the multifamily space, a lot of demand there. So if a sharp recession doesn't happen, Sean, there should be room for continued growth in rents within the multifamily sector. So increased home prices, again, like I mentioned, mortgage rates are making it necessary for people to continue renting. So multifamily properties will continue to benefit from that strong demand. And the other robust growth is in e-commerce. And that is fueling demand for warehouses and other types of industrial real estate as well. So I've heard about commercial real estate here in Madison as well, that has been in high demand, and people are doing quite well in that area as well.
You talk about e-commerce. I know when I drive the Beltline, I'm coming off the interstate and I look over to my left each morning. I see that big old Amazon building that wasn't there not too long ago. And I'm thinking, what's in there? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're buying stuff from Amazon every day. Your stuff is in there. So
I know a lot of stuff.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of a lot of stuff and a lot of things that are getting updated, some changes to 529 and transferring to a Roth. We'll get the details from Tracy on that in just a moment. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com, head on over there right now. Check it out. Learn more about Tracy and her team. Also, while you're there, if you are looking for money management or portfolio management, Tracy and the team at T. Anton Investment House would love to talk with you. They'd love to work with you. When you get to the website, just click on that widget. From there, you can schedule an appointment at a time and a date that's convenient to you. Again, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. A telephone number for the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. We'll talk about that new 529 to Roth IRA, the new rule there, and some of the planning there and what's behind all of it. We'll get the details from Tracy. We'll do that next as Straight Talk from the House continues right here, 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton here on 1310 WIBA, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. If you haven't been there today or haven't been there recently, head on over, check it out. There's so much great stuff there to learn more about Tracy and her team. Of course, learn a little bit about what makes T. Anton Investment House special and unique. Also, you can listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts. But the best thing on the website, that opportunity to schedule an appointment at a time and a date that's convenient to you. Again, just head on over, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. And of course, as well, pick up the phone, give Tracy and the team a call, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Starting off this week, we've talked a little bit about commercial real estate, and now we're going to talk about the new 529 to Roth IRA. And let's talk about what the reasoning is with this new 529 to Roth transfer rule. What's going on there, Tracy?
Yeah, so I've gotten a few people ask me questions about this, and it is a significant change for people who have 529 plans. And it's if they have too many dollars that the child doesn't need for education, what do you do with them, right? So this information that we're highlighting today comes from an article that was written by the Journal of Accountancy, and it was by Kelly C. Long, and it's called Saving for College, the New 529 to Roth IRA Transfer Rule. And what they point out is that the most common problem with 529 college savings plan is, what if your child is not sure, you're not sure they're going to go to college? Or what if they get scholarships?
Yes.
Or what if you put in too much and you don't need, and they don't need as much as you put in, right? So people wonder, well, how much should I put in a 529? So as an advisor, you know, we try to gauge how much what the cost of the school is, where you are for retirement actually is probably even more important. And then, you know, we stress not to put too much into the 529. So that's what this rule really helps with, because it says if you have extra dollars, you can now transfer it to the Roth. So there was a section 126 that was recently passed in the Secure 2.0 Act of 2022, right? So it was just recently happened, that alleviates this concern of putting too many dollars in the 529 plan. And essentially it allows unused college savings to be transferred to a beneficiary retirement savings account without taxes or penalty. And the new distribution rule would take an effect in 2024.
Oh, that's fantastic. So as we hear this stuff, why should I consider this? Why should we be doing this?
Well, again, before this rule, many families just, they were hesitant about overfunding their plan. So they either, if they had too many dollars in the plan, they either had to change it to a family member as a beneficiary. But if they didn't have any other children and they didn't want to use it for their own education, right, they had to take it out for what they call non-qualified use. And there would be taxes and a 10% penalty on any earnings. So that's why it was the question of, well, how much should I put into the 529? I don't want to overfund it. And, you know, sometimes people just didn't do it because they thought, well, I don't know, is my kid going to go to college or now, you know, aren't they?
Yeah, that's really great to hear that this change is being made, and really, really good news for parents. Does that work for grandparents too? Can grandparents do 529, Tracy? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah. Oh. In fact, I do one for my nieces too.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's really nice if families can get together and really kind of fund one. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, but it helps. It helps at, you know, birthday parties, and it's like, okay, I'm just going to fund some money into the 529. So it's a really a neat thing. It can become like a family event type thing. But I know a lot of grandparents that will contribute to their, you know, grandkids 529 plans. It's very common.
That is absolutely fantastic, and what a great thing to do. And then with these changes, oh goodness, it takes all the question marks and potential concerns, alleviates a lot of them. Really good stuff this week, as always, as we chat with certified financial planner Tracy Anton. As we're chatting this morning, ears perking up, you're going, hey, that's a good conversation to have. Well, Tracy, we'd love to talk with you. If you're looking for money management or portfolio management, all you got to do is head on over to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's TANTON investmenthouse.com. From there, you can schedule an appointment at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com, or simply pick up the phone, give Tracy a call. Telephone number 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. We'll talk about ways you can maximize the benefits to this rule. And also, let's say you did open a 529 less than 15 years ago. What are some of the details you need to know? We'll get the details on those and so much more as we continue our conversation with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here at 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here on 1310 WIBA. A really good program this week, as always. And that's a reminder that if you miss any part of today's show, maybe you want to share this information with one of your friends, families, loved ones, those individuals. If you head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com, you can listen back to the podcast. You can also copy that link and share this information with them. Again, head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. While you're there, you can also get to know Tracy and her team. It's schedule an appointment at a time and a date that's convenient to you. If you are looking for money management or portfolio management, Tracy and the team at T. Anton Investment House love to work with you, love to get to know you. They'd love to work for you. Just head on over to the website. Or, of course, you can always pick up the phone, call the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Some amazing new guidance, new rules when it comes to 529 and converting it over, that 529 over to a Roth IRA. And Tracy, we talk about all the, you know, just having options are always such a great thing. Let's kind of dig into some of these advantages when it comes to that transfer rule.
Well, the transfer rule is awesome because you can now, if you have unused dollars in the 529 plan that your child didn't need it for education, then they can you can transfer it to a Roth IRA. Now there are certain limitations, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But what's really neat about that is think about opening an account for your child in a Roth account. Normally, you would have to have earned income in order to do that. And the amount that you can put in there is substantial. So imagine like a 22-year-old having a Roth IRA. And so I ran the numbers. And let's just say you can't do 35,000 right off the bat, but cumulatively, that's the maximum you can do, 35,000. Well, if you use that as an interest rate of, say, 8%, Sean, for 40 years, that's $760,000 that's in a Roth IRA now if your child didn't use it for 40 years. So what an incredible retirement plan that'll be $760,000, right? That's not taxable at all unless they change the rules. But in general, they probably won't. So $760,000 it won't be taxable. And you were able to basically move money from a 529 into that tax-free and no taxes. That's pretty cool.
That is absolutely amazing as we talk with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here on 1310 WIBA. Again, the website tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Or call the office 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Tracy, I see you over there. You got the calculator going, and I can see your eyes getting really big, which leads me to believe you've got something here to talk about.
Exactly. So what I was going to say so that's assuming an 8% rate of return, because I like to be conservative. But if stocks do on average 10%, which was what I think they can do in the long run, that would be over 40 years, 35,000 invested would be 1.584073. So basically almost $1.6 million.
Wow.
That's incredible, right? I
That
mean, way to set up your child if that works out. It'd be fabulous.
That is absolutely
tax-free.
That is
Tax-free.
everything. This is amazing, amazing stuff as we talk about using. And I remember when I was a kid, people always say, make your money work for you. And people often think, well, how can you make money work for you? And these are, as we talk with Tracy, these are pretty big ways to make money, do some phenomenal things for you, and really for the ones that you care about, kiddo, grandkid, special kid in your life, niece, nephew, those type of people. Again, you can learn more about this stuff, start that conversation with Tracy, the team. They'd love to talk to you. Looking for money management, portfolio management, all you can do is head on over to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com, and you can schedule an appointment right online. Again, that's tantoninvestmenthouse.com, T-A-N-T-O-N, investmenthouse.com, or pick up the phone, give her a call right at the office of Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. So we talk about, you mentioned, like the 15 years ago, if you do it, it has to exist 15 years before transferring. What if somebody opened that 529 less than 15 years ago? What do they need to know there, Tracy?
Yeah, so there are certain limitations and you have to follow the rules. So let me just go over what the rules are. So the lifetime maximum of a 529 beneficiary can transfer under the rule is 35,000. So that's the most you can do. But the 529 account must have existed for at least 15 years, and there's no contributions or earnings on contributions from the last 5 years can be transferred. So you can't just go, oh, okay, I'm going to just throw a bunch of money in within the last 5 years and transfer that money out to a Roth. They won't allow that. And the transfers are subject to annual Roth IRA contribution limits. So right now, it's $6,500 that you could transfer if this account, again, you had as a 529 and your child didn't use it for education, right? You could transfer up to 6,500 starting in 2024 per year, $6,500, as long as, again, you had the account for 15 years. So it's important that you follow the rules. So it would take you a while, right, to get to up to the maximum of 35,000.
Interesting. And Tracy, when we talk about this stuff, and I think for a lot of folks, as I mentioned earlier, if your ears are perking up and the wheels are spinning in your head, it's an important thing to have this conversation. These type of changes are pretty revolutionary and pretty amazing, and it's never too early or never too late for that matter, but it's always a great time to start that conversation with the team at T. Anton Investment House. Again, you can schedule an appointment right online, tantoninvestmenthouse.com, or pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-501-1549. 9. And Tracy, as we wrap up and we talk about, you know, the wheels starting to spin and people starting to kind of play this out and realizing all these amazing benefits and all these changes that, that make it much more, much less, I wouldn't say risky, but much less, there's not lot fewer question marks as to what'll happen with that money. I've got to guess this is going to have a pretty profound and shape the future for educational savings. What do you see there, Tracy?
Oh, it's pretty exciting, right? So, you know, the new 529 to Roth IRA, it just allows that flexibility in saving for college education. It really removes the need for parents to predict how much their children will need for college, or at least it removes some of that burden, and it creates an opportunity for the child to start that Roth IRA. And it's really a huge gift, right, for children to have this retirement account as a Roth. And it's really hard, you know, when you're first starting out, you don't usually have a lot of extra dollars to put into Roth, even though as advisors, we really encourage the young people to get on their Roth contributions right away. So, and people do gifting, obviously, but you have to have earned income. And in this case, you don't have to have earned income. So pretty neat opportunities here for the educational account. And you had asked me earlier, you know, what happens if you didn't have it 15 years ago? Mm-hmm. So I do have an example. I don't know if we have time
for
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though.
Absolutely. Let's hear that. Let's talk about
okay.
that. Yeah.
So let's say you opened a 529 on your child's 10th birthday and to make sure that you wanted them to attend college, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that you took that took place in 2010, and your child would not be able to start transferring the 529 until 2025. So you would have to wait the 15 years. And then assuming the Roth IRA contribution remains at 6,500 and you reach the maximum limit at 35,000, your child would not have all the funds transferred into the Roth until 2031.
Mm,
okay. So basically 6 years later.
Really important stuff and great information. Again, this is every week when we talk with Tracy, there's always something new, always something exciting, some great.
Well, they keep changing the rules, Sean. That's why I'll always
yes,
be employed.
Yes, exactly. That's right. And of course, you'll, because people also like spending time with you, Tracy. It's always fun to do that. And
you're nice.
Have these conversations. I know I get the chance to meet with some people that meet with you regularly, and they always rave about how much they love working with you. And that's the great thing about working with Tracy. She really wants to do what's best for you, your family, your future. She wants to work with you, get to know you. It all starts, you got to just take that one step. Head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. Schedule an appointment with Tracy and the team. It's really easy to do from the website, or you can always pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Tracy, it's great to see you this morning. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean. You too.